I'm going to start playing solitaire. That's why I have my computer up.
Boring?
Sometimes you're just talking about statute. I'm hearing dot, dot, this. And... All right, we're back in, call this session back in order. I think Dave Oliphant has something, a motion he wants to pass.
I have a motion that we table this until the next meeting so we have time to try to read and comprehend and get even more confused on some of this stuff that we're reading here and try to come up with some questions that we can ask to boil it down. So that when we do make a decision that we can be more consistent with what, I won't say with what state statute is, I'll say with what most other counties are doing.
We have a motion to table till next BOE.
Second.
We have a second. Any more discussion?
Yeah. What about in that process, if there's folks that have time and work on that and come up with a proposal, to put it in writing and email it out. Can we do that?
Get everything through Cindy. Ask if I would, I would suggest that if you guys have questions or suggestions, write them through Cindy that way because she's been distributing everything to everyone. And Kelly has your, we make sure she has an email address that way Cindy can.
We got to connect up. All right. I need your information.
And just one more thing in discussion is from a policy perspective, my position has really been let's just be consistent. Whatever it is, let's just create a policy, whatever it is, because it looks like there's multiple avenues we can go. I just would like to see us be whatever, you know, we're joking at very consistently wrong or consistently right based off of whatever, just be consistent. So all those in favor of tabling until next BOE?
Just one comment. I would like to help us make this decision at the next meeting. I would like a little bit of what you said, a recommendation from Bob Paulson, from James Strahan, from the county clerk's office, from Sheila, to clarify, because Sheila says some things that you know, and then Bob says some things, James says some things, and we don't know really which one is, you know, because they don't match up.
I think what he's saying is as you get feedback, don't wait to the last week before next BOE. Do it throughout the process, throughout the next 4 weeks.
So that we can have some, put down something and have a little bit more of a format for next time.
Would it be a good idea if we asked for an official recommendation, like on how each office, like James would like to see it done, the collector would like to see it done, how the clerk would like to see it done, and would that be an idea?
That's what I was trying to say.
Then we could put it together.
So why don't we do that? If we can ask the collector, the assessor, the clerk, to all just make recommendations, say, within the next 2 weeks. That way it gives us, it has that. In 2 weeks, kind of get it to Cindy, and Cindy can send it to the BOE members and all the members and all the offices that are.
And define personal versus real property.
Legal verification is what you're saying.
We just want to create a consistent policy here. So, all right, all those in favor of tabling, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes 5-0. We are going to go on to abatements that are attached. I just want to remind, I guess it would be Kelly the first time, we had tabled some refunds from last session because we didn't come up with a policy yet. So that's something we have to discuss too because there are tabled from that we either have to continue to table those refunds.
I was going to say, it sounds like if we tabled the policy, we were tabling these because waiting for policies.
Some of these, right.
Policies.
So we should table those, too.
Therefore, I would move that we go ahead and table these.
I'll second your... That's only...
So table all the refunds related. Bless you, Donna.
Is there a negative to us doing that?
There'll be penalties and interest.
I know that there is a few people who've been calling. I know one... One case, you know, it was tabled from the month before, and they called me the other day and wanted to know where we were in the process, and I told them it was being voted on today. So I know, you know, people need their money, and they're expecting it, and they make plans based upon that. So that was one person that I talked to yesterday.
Okay.
Is it all current year personal property refunds, or is it previous year personal property refunds?
What is this?
No, there's
we'll look at that process here.
To finish my comment there, after hearing that, it seems very clear that we are very strongly going to get a policy, to your point, Jim, so that we're consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Since we're solid on that, how about us take going ahead and approving these refunds, knowing that we're not...
But based off of what policy, I guess, was my question.
The policy we've carried all this time.
Okay.
No policy. Just doing it the way we've always been doing it.
Okay.
And if it's not a push, I'm not pushing to get involved.
Well, some of these are from previous years, like 2008 tax years and stuff.
Okay. So did I hear a motion? I mean, I can't remember if I heard a motion.
But I think given that discussion, if Danny's okay with it, I would be willing to withdraw the motion.
Did you second that motion?
I seconded his motion.
So he wants to withdraw his... Are you withdrawing your motion? You can, I mean...
I can... Yeah, I'll withdraw that.
Okay, so the motion is withdrawn. So I guess let's just... Those refunds that we tabled, are they're not on this sheet, correct?
Yes, they are.
They are on the sheet. Is that all that this is?
No, there's other personal property on there as well.
Other personal property on here as well. All dealing with refunds?
No. These are the refunds here. There's maybe 10 of them. The rest are all just normal, easy.
Let's do everything but let's do the everything but refunds right now to get something accomplished, okay. And then.
All right.
Just to get accomplished.
All right.
Check mark.
Check. Okay, I've got some personal properties that are under 25.
Before you start, can you kind of explain, Kelly's new to this, we have an abatement number. Can you kind of explain what the process is, Cindy, that you go through to get to this form? That way we...
You are abating for what reason?
These are all personal property issues, and there's a variety of different reasons, but we have to take the bill out of the tax book.
Okay,
in most
so
of in almost all of these.
Someone somewhere made an error or something got assessed that wasn't supposed to.
Or there's a question.
Or it's incorrect.
Or it, and then
and
so there's a process.
Awareness and everything, they need to be removed from the tax book.
And in most of these cases, a new bill has already been written. We're just voting to remove the old bill.
That sounds like a no-brainer to me, I think.
A lot of times it is.
We're just cleaning up the tax book, which is our requirement.
Which is not a no-brainer. Where there's a question.
We kind of traditionally group them into refunds, and then Cindy, kind of what we do is kind of group them in similar piles so that some are no-brainers, some have some discussion, and then the odd ones are individual that we talk about. Sometimes we'll do it in groups just because based off of the situation. So,
for instance, our first group is personal property under $2,500, and in meetings in the past, we determined it wasn't worth our time to worry about at a value that was that small, where the assessor's already written a bill, a new bill.
And we just need to cancel the old bill.
And
so we're basically affirming the decision of the assessor and collector.
That's right.
It's a process, yeah. Go ahead, Cindy. Read your abatement number so we can follow along.
As Donna said, these are all personal property bills that were taken out of the tax book that are under $2,500 of assessed value.
Okay,
and those numbers are... 2010, 1026, 1034, 1036, 1039, 1040, and 1057.
57, you said, correct?
Correct.
So these are, a new tax bill has been written. And these are just canceling the old tax bill. Do we have a motion to approve? Anyone?
So moved.
Motion by Chuck, second by Dave. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. So those are all taken care of. So the next pile, Cindy. That's easy. Throw some softballs
to
us.
Some softballs?
Meatballs.
Okay. These are over $2,500 of assessed value, but there's three of them. Either the case was they didn't live, the taxpayer didn't live in our county on January 1st, or they did not own the vehicle on January 1st.
What are those numbers?
And those are 1047, oops, out of order.
1047.
Mm-hmm. 1037.
Okay.
And 1056.
1056.
Now, just by way of explanation, like this first one I'm looking at, he filed in error. He'd already paid in Greene County, so I have a copy of his Greene County bill. So in this one, a new bill wasn't created. We're just getting rid of the old tax bill, but there's always proof attached to all this by the assessor's
Before we take something off the tax roll, we always ask them to come up with the proof that they actually are paying it somewhere.
Is this something that DOE necessarily has to do? It sounds like the statute allows it to be done administratively.
That's a great question.
Yeah, so why are we even voting?
Because this policy, because this is what we've always done.
Always done.
And we haven't got to that part of creating the policy to say the assessor can just do it. So
okay, let's zip through this quickly.
So a motion to approve or anything? I'll make that motion.
Second.
Second by Kelly.
Aye.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Next one.
All right, I have personal property over $2,500 where the taxpayer either wrote down the wrong type of vehicle or the wrong year of the vehicle on their assessment form.
And this is canceling out the old bill and adding the new bill, correct?
Correct. This is abatement number 2010-1033, 1035, 1041, and 1054.
Any motions?
Motion to approve.
David, motion second by anybody?
Second.
Second by Chuck. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Next.
Okay, these are duplicates. Either sometimes people will send in duplicate assessment forms, or sometimes, like, a husband and wife will both fill out a form, or...
Any refunds involved?
No, these are no refunds. These are all personal property over $2,500.
Those numbers are?
1025, 1048, 1049, 1050, 1052.
Any motions?
Motion to approve those abatements.
Second.
Second by Kelly. Motion by Chuck. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Cindy, go ahead.
We have three that were tabled from last meeting.
Okay.
If you recall, these are abatement numbers 947, 949, and 950. This is on the K Royal Motel.
Okay.
Just to refresh your memory, the 0947 was on a 2007 tax bill. This one is being requested to be abated because there was a change of ownership in... there was a change of ownership, I can't remember exactly when, but anyway, they can't seem to locate the previous owners. So 947 is asked to be abated because we don't know where the owners are. 949 and 950 are asking to remove late fees, and those are for 2008 tax year and 2009 tax year. You guys tabled that and asked to have a copy of the warranty deed where it was sold, and I do have that.
So it shows that they
kind of...
Bob, wasn't there some discussion that the property is still, the personal property is still... I'm trying to remember our conversation. Yeah. Basically, the owner is still responsible for the personal property. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So,
make a recommendation you deny those abatements.
So, based off of the fact that they were still responsible, still owned them. I mean, still responsible for the personal property.
Right. If they wasn't filled out wrong, we have had occasion where a new owner will put the value of his property plus it says cost of sale on our business personal form, and that's the whole thing.
So these people,
this doesn't appear to
be. Do you want to look at those?
Do we know?
Let me ask.
Go ahead, Kelly.
Did not file their assessment after they had bought the motel. They didn't file their assessment. They just let the tax bill go to the old owner.
And they evidently throwed it away.
And they ignored it.
Right.
So they failed to make their assessment. So how did they get a bill then? You just assigned the...
I guess we assign it every year. Right, eventually they got one that was delinquent.
So they got one that was delinquent that was addressed to the old owner or to them?
Probably to the old owner.
Well, it would have had to come up to tax sale if it had been 3 years, right?
No, it's personal. Business personal.
Okay.
In 2009, they didn't get the tax bill.
Go ahead, Dave.
Not particularly in this case, but a lot of times if a business sells, maybe the personal property didn't go with it. We don't know that because the warranty deed is only for the real property.
Yeah, but the duty is to the property. The new property owner to fill out his assessment.
Right.
Is that correct? He failed to do so. How did he get assessed if he failed to do that?
We ran it on to the old owner each time.
You sent it on to the old owner. Okay. So the old owner didn't know it, so we can't collect it from the old owner.
Right.
Okay. So how did it get assessed to the new owner?
We evidently discovered it.
You discovered it and then sent it to the new owner at some later date. So you sending a tax bill for 2007 and 2009 along with a bunch of late fees.
Right.
So that sounds like an error. I mean, the guy got away without being assessed by not filling out his form.
It'd be the same thing on a vehicle, Kelly. Yeah. If I didn't assess my vehicle for 3 years,
yeah,
when it caught up with me, yeah, I would have to back up and catch up.
And they can actually double the
assessment for them not
under the statute. They can double it.
So these guys didn't file their assessment on property they actually own, and by so doing, were evading being able to
having to pay the tax.
Having to pay the tax. What are they asking to be evaded from?
The penalty and interest is all. Just
no, penalty and interest, and then 07 taxes. So there's three abatements. If you know, the first one's for the.
You're saying you didn't catch me, so you can't collect the tax.
Correct.
Well, who owned the property on January 1st of 07?
That's the point.
They own the property. They owe the tax. Now, was it a mistake of theirs or a mistake?
Copeland
of
Enterprises Inc.
Okay. What actually ought to happen is 08 ought to be doubled.
Well, it could, but the they own the property January 1st.
Yeah, so they owe tax on what they own.
Correct.
Yeah.
So that's the discussion is, the request is to give them all, you know, no taxes 07 and penalties and interest 08 and 09.
October 07, Dave, is the answer to your question when they new owner.
And Dave's got to leave here in just about right now.
So the new owner was not responsible in 07?
Yeah, late fee.
No. It should have been took care of the closing, of course, that's a big issue.
Right.
But so technically he didn't know it because he didn't own it in January.
He didn't know it, but we still need to collect it from the previous owner, it sounds like.
Which we can't find.
And yeah, we're not going to do anything that's going to be outlawed within 3 years.
I'll make a motion to abate the 07.
Which would be BOE 0947. So motion to abate that one.
I'll second that one.
Second by Kelly. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Four?
I'll vote aye for it, I guess.
Motion carries 5-0 to abate the 07. Dave, thank you.
However, subsequent to 07.
Okay, so we have two other abatement numbers. The request to waive late fees and penalties on 0949 and...
And, excuse me, but it is only the late fees that they're asking
not
to
penalties,
be
just
not
late
penalties and interest.
Late fees is what they're...
And that late fee would be the late fee that they would have received because they didn't fill out their assessment form on time.
They had a duty under process to do so.
They could have had double taxes.
Sheila, you want to say something?
I just want to be sure that was the late fee they were talking about.
On both of them?
That's what the abatement said was late fee.
I make a recommendation we waive the late fee for 08.
Thank you, because I was going to say the statute wouldn't allow that.
They are a new owner, and they do have that right for the first year to come in and get that waived.
So your recommendation is to waive the 0949 abatement, which is the late fees for the 2008 year, is what we're talking about right now.
So they have the right to, if they screw up and don't file the first year.
As a new taxpayer, we have the right to waive that penalty.
Okay.
But if they don't fill out the form, you can also double their tax, right?
No. How many times have you said that today?
Not in the first year?
Fraudulently.
If they do it fraudulently.
Bob's really wanting to double.
He's double like, taxes. Wait till. All right, Dave.
949?
Yeah, 949.
I'll make that motion that we waive the late fees on abatement 0949, which is the 2008 personal property.
Second.
Second by Chuck. Because they have that right. More discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Kelly says aye. Dan? Danny?
I don't understand the whole stinking mess. Just to be truthful with you.
Well, motion carries.
The first thing today that I have understood.
I'm going to
go ahead and make a motion that we deny the abatement of the late fees on the third one.
0950.
Should have had that figured out by then.
Second that. Any more discussion? All those in favor of denying the late fees, say aye.
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 Motion carries 4-0.
I'm going to make a statement right here.
Yes, sir.
In this decision-making process. I am responsible for my stinking taxes. If I buy something from somebody and they haven't paid their taxes, when it goes through, and I bought lots of property, and I bought lots of things, and when it goes through and I go over to get my tags or whatever I do, I know then that the taxes are to be paid. and I am responsible for those taxes.
The only statement I can make to that is this is business personal. This is not real estate. And yes,
could be
I don't know how they operated for 3 years without a business license. And you've got to have a paid tax receipt to get a business license.
Well, that's
and
what
it could
saying.
Be furnishings in a hotel, and they thought it was included in the real estate, and they realized it wasn't.
Yeah, I know from experience that you can get screwed up. James is right. They shouldn't have got the business license without the paid tax receipt.
Go ahead, Cindy, next on.
They should have known. They were purposely evading somehow after 3 years. The first year.
Right.
Okay. 1,043 and 1,053, both of these, on the assessment form, the taxpayer marked off a vehicle from a previous year, but it was just missed by the assessor's office, so we had to write a new bill on those.
Meaning you assessed him for something he didn't
touch down, know. Guys. That's the ones you can correct.
You need to correct that.
That's bad.
So that was
read somebody's opinion somewhere.
You assessed something and something they didn't own. And this isn't being handled administratively and has to come all the way up to here to be voted
this
about.
Is a real simple New Orleans interception.
You have a motion? I'll make a motion to approve those abatement numbers.
Well, knowing how much James really wants this, I'm inclined to vote for it. So I'll second.
Second by Kelly. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Go ahead there, Cindy.
The last one before we hit the refunds for just a general one is they had to write a new tax bill to remove a name is all. And that is number 1051.
Did we add on one without that name?
Yes, you did. I have a copy of it.
Any motions?
So moved.
Motion to approve abatement.
If you want.
Second by Jim. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
I'm starting to have fun now.
Yeah. That's why we've got to get some eyes in here. So.
I haven't found anything I can really vote against.
What do we have left then?
The remainder are refunds.
Can I ask you a question? Can you pull out number 1030?
Sure.
It's a little, I think it's a, I got a phone call from the citizen, and I just want to make sure I understood it, but if you can tell me what...
Oh, yeah, that's the one that I talked to yesterday, too.
Okay. It sounded like it was... We might be able to address this, but that's why I wanted more clarification.
Yeah, we just had him in the wrong school district, and so we're doing a refund between...
The school district.
Mm-hmm. So that's an erroneous levy.
I thought so. I move that we approve abatement 1030, please.
Second. Aye.
Second by Kelly. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right.
On authority of 139.031.
Yeah, it should be under 139.031.
Do we have any more unique ones like that, or are the rest refunds?
They're all refunds.
Then I'm going to move that we... Go ahead, Chuck.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'll make a motion to approve those refunds. Again, understanding that we are going to nail down a policy from here out... Approving these on the same manner that we've been doing for numerous years.
On the same manner as previous years was that we did not refund anything past 1 year. Is that your motion?
His motion is just approving them all, period.
I know, but I'm trying to clarify his motion because he said what we've done on previous years and we did not go for... Past.
We've gone all over the place.
That's the problem. We haven't been consistent. That's the big problem. Yeah. So your motion is to approve them.
Yeah. Again, I've sat down and looked through them. Cindy's looked through them.
Two of them are for 2008. The rest are for 2009.
And we have done more than 1 year in the past, have we not?
Yep.
Yeah.
We have.
So we are inconsistent, and we are.
Do we have a second for that?
To be consistent. After this. We're drawing the line, in other words.
There is no second. Motion fails. I'm going to move that we table these until next BOE session, until the policy is created. So that's my motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Second by Danny.
Aye.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed.
Chuck has an opposed. Motion carries 3-1. We knew we'd have that. Seeing that that is all we have left to discuss... We have adjourned this meeting.